After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
Hello, latchkey kids and broken homies. This is your pal, Staff Man, coming to you live from the underbelly. Well, it's finally here. The Mighty Mutanimals, offshoot of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which was mostly seen in the 80s TV show, as well as in the Archie comics.
They were meant to be the next big thing after the success of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Mighty Mutanimals.
We're really hip.
They're heroes in the half shell, and they're green.
Mutanimals, a portmanteau term that was the mix of mutants and animals.
The Mighty Mutanimals were a pretty cool spinoff. They were a bunch of mutant animals who were allies of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You also had a couple that were interdimensional beings. Some were for working with the turtles and others were against. So the original setup of the Mighty Mutanimals was published in a 3-issue miniseries released between May and July of 1991. Which was later released in a collection in winter of 1991. A follow-up regular series totaling 9 issues was released from April 1992 until June 1993. However, the series was canceled due to low sales, but the Mutanimals received their own 7-part backup series in the pages of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Adventures, beginning in the issue of number 48 and the ending of issue number 54. The series saw the assassination of the Mutanimals at the hands of the high-tech Gang of Four. I'm getting this information offline, so you can find it on Wikipedia, but pretty much the Mighty Mutanimals were, if you're into the Turtles lore, they are there, depending on if you're reading or watching the television series, which was on. So I will give you a little more backstory about the Mighty Mutanimals. So first things first is that it was penned by Stephen Murphy, who was credited as Dean Claran, Ken Mitroni, Mike Kazili, and Garrett Ho. They all worked on the book miniseries. Though the team of Mutanimals, as I stated, were implying that the members were all mutant animals, only 3 were true mutants transformed by mutagen. Ray Filet, which we'll get into later, Mondo Gecko, and reserve member Mer-Dude and Leatherhead. And Dreadmon was transformed by magic. And Wingnut, Screwloose, and Slash, in the Archie's version, were all aliens from the Dimension X. Jaguar, which is somebody I'm really interested in, was a demigod son of a human mother and a jaguar spirit god. So that is your Mighty Mutanimals. Let's get into the cast so we can tell you who they are. So the principal members was Dreadmon. We're going to start with him first. He is from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventure comic book and the Archie Comics Mutanimals. The character is a native of South Africa. During the uprising, his father sent him and his mother to Jamaica, where they suffered from poverty, turning Dreadmon into a thief. One day, he stole a talisman and transformed into a part human, part red wolf creature with super speed. This creature was friends with the Ninja Turtles and eventually joined the Mutanimals as second in command, along with his best friend, Jaguar. Dreadmon appeared in the IDW comics as a mutant black-backed jackal. Jaguar was the child of a union between the magical jaguar spirit and the tribal woman named Juntara. After his mother left to continue her personal quest, completing the path of the four winds, the 12-year-old magical being lived in the rainforest of Brazil until he is discovered by the TMNT in issue number 14, where they were dropped off in his homeland by Cuddly. His membership among the Mutanimals as a leader came after the IDW version was a female and the member of the Pantheon. So there's that. The next one is Leatherhead. And Leatherhead went through a couple of iterations. So Leatherhead was created by Mirage Studios artist Ryan Brown, and he is a mutant humanoid alligator. Originally, Leatherhead was nothing more than an infantile alligator that had escaped a robbery at a pet store and found his way into the sewers. While in the sewers, Leatherhead was found by a pair of TCRI Utroms who decided to bring the creature to their headquarters. During his stay with the Utroms, Leatherhead was exposed to mutagen, which caused him to mutate into a humanoid and intelligent being. Living with the Utroms, Leatherhead ended up being separated from his family when the TCRI building self-destructed. The now homeless Leatherhead was forced to live in the sewers, where he was continually attacked by a big game hunter called Jack Marlin. During one of the attacks by the hunter, Leatherhead met the turtles, aiding Leatherhead in defeating the hunters. The turtles decided to allow Leatherhead to live in their home. Leatherhead is funny because in the cartoon series was a villain, and his whole issue was chasing after the punk frogs, which I consider to be the cousins of the TMNT. The punk frogs I love because even though they aren't a part of the Mighty Mutanimals, or they may have, I didn't see them on the list. They were just so cool with the Hawaiian shirts and the shorts, and they had the different weapons, the whips and the mace and the bow and arrows. So I always liked them. And they had the names of the dictators, Napoleon, Genghis Khan, Attila, Rasputin. So yeah, that was pretty cool, the punk frogs, and they definitely need a shout out.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will return after these messages.
Hey babies, you liking the show? Well, thanks. Leave a 5-star rating and a comment, please. Do you want to see the guys' faces? Well, they got YouTube videos. It comes out every Wednesday before the episode comes out on Friday. You can watch this podcast on any major platform you listen to. Rate 5 stars and comment. Thanks, babies.
We now return to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So again, back to Leatherhead. If you watched, like I said, in the 1987 series, he was an enemy. He had a kind of a southern accent and was just a jerk. He did team up with the Shredder to capture the turtles, but that never worked out. In the 2003 series, which was a really good series of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, if you haven't had a chance to watch it, it's really good. Leatherhead is a friend of the turtles. He is in season 2 and 3. The 2012 animated series, which is a computer-generated series, CGI, Leatherhead again is a baby alligator who was owned by a kind boy until the boy's cruel parents found him and flushed him down the toilet. He is discovered by the Krang, which are the Utroms, but they call him the Krang, taken to their dimension, mutated and experimented on, and he suffers long, brutal torture. Leatherhead escapes back through the portal that connected Earth to Dimension X with a piece of the Krang power cell. Leatherhead took up residence in the sewers, contending with his violent temper and protecting the power cell at all costs. Because in this show, he was kind of bipolar, you know, because of all the abuse that he went through. He had two sides. He had a very savage side, or he was very intelligent, depending on his mood. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that iteration of Leatherhead. And moving on, we will talk about Mondo Gecko, which I have his action figure. Mondo Gecko was probably the coolest reptile next to the turtles, hands down. He is a skateboarder, and he's really close to Michelangelo. Mondo Gecko started out as a human skateboarder playing in a local heavy metal band. His girlfriend, Candy Fine, stuck by him even after some Krang discarded mutagen and merged his DNA with his pet Gecko as the band practiced in Shredder's former hideout. It was this version of the character whose story was incorporated in both the Mutanimal series and the action figure line. In the 1987 cartoon, this version is a mutated Gecko who was taken in by a gang led by Mr. X. Michelangelo convinced Mondo Gecko to turn on his leader. After this, Mondo Gecko ended his career as a criminal and moved to the sewers and became neighbors with the TMNT and Splinter. in the 2012 series, he's voiced by Robbie Riss, who originally voiced, if I'm not mistaken, Michelangelo in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies. You know, we have a voicemail system set up now, so you can always call us and let me know, hey, staff man, you wrong. So just remember that. So in the 2012 series, Mondo was named Jason, a teenage skateboarding star who was skateboarding home one night when a violent mutagen fell on him. Which is funny because in the 2012 series, mutagen was just coming out of everywhere. It was falling from the sky. It's like no one was doing quality control. Mutagen was everywhere. So it's surprising that that whole city was not mutated in the 2012 series. As a result of the mutagen falling on him and placing his pet leopard gecko Lars on his shoulder and was left out on the street by his parents, he spent the rest of his day skateboarding, but he eventually transformed into a leopard gecko by the name of Mondo. He started running errands for Mr. X, making quick friends with Michelangelo and Casey Jones. Mondo eventually saw the true colors of his boss, and after racing against him, he defected from the Foot Clan and became friends with the Turtles. So yeah, that was Mondo Gecko's background. Now, Ray Fillet, also known as Man Ray, was once a marine biologist named Jack Finney who worked at the Burroughs Aquarium in New Jersey. He was originally in the Archie Comics version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Jack met the TMNT at the aquarium where he explained his origins. Jack was exposed to mutagen after he climbed into a pipe on Bayview Beach that was polluting the water. Jack needed proof of the illegal dumping, and after finding the mutagen coming out of the pipe, he climbed into it and tried to find an emission leak. Bebop and Rocksteady had accidentally spilled a barrel of mutagen down the sewer, which was washed into the river, and he became a mutant manta ray. Rays first met the TMNT after first saving them from a torpedo that Shredder, Bebop, and Rocksteady shot at them from a submarine and defeating Shredder underwater. When Ray brought Shredder to the shore, Shredder kicked sand in his face and escaped. That is when the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles showed up. Later on, he joined with the Mutanimals, and the group received a spinoff called the Mighty Mutanimals. So again, all this information is online. If you're like me, you research these characters because one, you love them so much, and two, it's always cool to just find out more information. And NECA, like I said, I've mentioned NECA before, the action figure company is releasing these characters over the next couple months. And I have Wingnut and Screwloose, who are the Bat and Mosquito. And I have Mondo Gecko. I have Slash. I have Usagi Yojimbo, which isn't a mutant. He just came from a world where there were talking animals and he's a Ronin. So I have him as well. I really enjoy these characters very much. And it's just fascinating to me when you can just find out more details about these characters and how they add to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle mythos. So the next characters I'm going to bring up is Wingnut and Screwloose. Wingnut is a heroic humanoid bat, and Screwloose, his partner, is an alien mosquito. They were created by Mirage Studio artist Ryan Brown and introduced in TMNT Adventures. The pair are not mutants, but the only surviving members of an alien race after Krang invaded their planet Dexion 5 in the Hunu system and wiped out everyone but those two. So that's messed up. They also appear in the 1987 cartoon, but they are considered terrorists from Dimension X planet Flagaron, who tried to brainwash the children of their homeworld into invading Earth, only to be stopped by the Turtles. I really hate that they changed that around. A variation of Wingnut appeared in the video game Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants in Manhattan. This version is a servant to General Krang. He fights the Turtles at the top of a construction site. They also appear again in the 2012 series. They are superhero characters from Michelangelo's comic book who were brought to life after April O'Neil's crystal fragment of the Aeon's mystical soul star falls onto the comic. So now we're getting into some different characters. Old Hobbs, which is a cat with one eye, he appeared in the IDW comics. first as an antagonist of the Turtles, and then later became an anti-hero and founded the Mighty Mutanimals to protect the mutants. Sally Pride is a female lion mutant from the IDW comics. Lindsay Baker is a young scientist and the only human member of the Mighty Mutanimals. She also is revealed to be a lesbian, which I assume is the first queer character that was introduced in that series. Herman is a mutant hermit crab from IDW comics, created by Old Hobbs to serve in his mutant army. The dumpster on his back is filled with a variety of heavy weapons. So I'm definitely going to have to check out Herman so I can see images of him. The next character is Mutagen Man. Mutagen Man was the guy that was in the tank. That's who Mutagen Man was. Mutagen Man, he was a canister, almost like a tank of human organs, because he was originally a mailman that fell into a vat of mutagen. And he was very disfigured, but his one thing was he could transform into anybody. So that was what his benefit was. But Bebop and Rocksteady and Shredder and Krang blamed the Turtles and said it was the Turtles' fault that he got transformed into what he transformed into. And this was in the 1987 cartoon. So ultimately what ends up happening is he causes a lot of havoc by transforming into different characters on the show. He eventually comes to terms that it wasn't the Turtles. He joins the Turtles and he ends up getting an opportunity to transform into anybody he wants and keeps his human form. And he picks the most handsomest guy he can think of, and he transforms back. So that's the 1987 version. In 2012, Mutagen Man was a character named Timothy, who was very into the Turtles. So he ended up dressing up like the Turtles and calling himself the Pulverizer. He wanted to be exposed to Mutagen. He willingly wanted to be exposed. So he did find a way. He got exposed to Mutagen, but unfortunately, he didn't get touched by any catalyst. So because he just had the mutagen on him, it dissolved his body, and he became a 6-foot mutant blob of mutagen with floating organs and a disintegrating touch that was the result of having not coming in contact with any animal or plant. In the IDW comics, Mutagen Man is a failed attempt at combining several different animal breeds into one mutant, which would have been a chimera. When the mutanimals found him strapped to a bed, they tried to free him. Although he is told that he's being saved, Mutagen Man has a different idea of the term by forcing Old Hobbs' gun to his dome and urging him to fire. Hobbs refused and they all escaped the facility together. Later, Mutagen Man was given the name Seymour Guts by Mondo Gecko. Play on his guts being visible. Seymour Guts. Pigeon Pete is another character that appeared in 2012 in the IDW comics. He's a mutant pigeon. So that goes without saying. Then you had Merdude, which is a merman-like creature. In Archie comics, Alim was a boy who was born 5,000 years ago. When Alim fell into the sea, he ended up in a part where Mutagen was and became a mutant merman. Many years later, Merdude befriended the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and later became a reserve member of the Mutanimals. Merdude appeared in the 1987 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series, Atlantis Awakes. Merdude's real name was Alim Kolakanth, who is a deformed merman and the true ruler of Atlantis. Now we're going to get into the Slash part of the Mutanimals. Now, Slash is a humanoid turtle. Now, depending on where you get the information from, it really depends. So Slash in Archie continuity is a turtle-like alien species on a tropical planet in Dimension X. Slash's homeworld was eventually destroyed by alien invaders, leaving him the only homeless survivor of his kind. He was later found by Krang, who made a deal with him to find his way back to Earth. In return, Slash came under the former leadership and kept the Ninja Turtles busy while Krang sought to possess Shredder's body. But to no avail, Slash Rampage caught the attention of the Mighty Mutanimals, who captured him and brought him to their island. With Leatherhead's help, Slash was able to control his violent spree and informed him that he would be allowed to stay in a grove of lush palm trees he so loved. Grateful, he went on to become a member of the Mutanimals, ultimately sacrificing himself later to save the Turtles. So there's that. In the 1987 cartoon, he was Bebop's pet turtle. They mutated him and they pretty much just screwed him over. So Slash went berserk, stole Shredder Shaolin. chasing them around the Technodrome before going to Earth on Bebop's part. There, he ran into the corrupt businessman building condos in the sewers until the Ninja Turtle foiled it. As payback, the businessman sent Slash to smash the Freedom Bell, which would tarnish the Turtles' reputation and give them a bad name. The Turtles eventually stopped them and sent Slash into space aboard a trash rocket. That ended up happening, and he ended up coming back smart, because he wasn't smart before, but he ended up going into space and coming back with genius and started to attack the Turtles, and rampage ensued. The IDW comics, Slash was introduced as Specimen 6, a snapping turtle experiment in the stock gen mutated with old Hobbs DNA, assigned to hunt down the Ninja Turtles and Splinter. However, his mind became unstable and gave him a savage nature. So Specimen 6 was contained in a special tank guarded by the Rock Soldiers. He was later freed due to April O'Neil's diversion to retrieve the Turtle Tracker from the Ninja Turtles. After punching out one of the Rock Soldiers, he escaped from the lab into the night. From then, Slash began lurking around the city as a mindless monster, injuring people and damaging their property. So that's that version. In the 2012 version, he's voiced by Corey Feldman, who at that time, Corey Feldman voiced Donatello in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies that came out in the 90s. But he was introduced as Spike, a young box turtle who was flushed into the sewer. He became Raphael's pet, and hearing Raphael's angry chant about his life, he drank from the canister and became a mutant himself. And then he becomes Raphael's adversary because he's like all anger. So eventually what ends up happening is that in the 2012 version, Slash, when he changes his name from Spike to Slash, starts to change his ways, and he becomes a part of the Mighty Mutanimals that were trying to take the city back from Krang when Krang took over New York.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will return after these messages.
Hey guys, if you like to see us in the flesh, we have video highlights of our episodes we release on every Wednesday before the new episode that comes out Friday. As always, you can catch this podcast on any major platform you listen to podcasts. Please make sure to rate us 5 stars and comment on how you're liking the show. After School Special Podcast.
It's this lady and she's like, hi, welcome to my vagina.
After School Special Podcast.
What robot pet starts out speaking a unique language, but eventually speaks English? Gloopy? What the fuck is a gloopy?
Podcast comes out every Friday, Friday, Friday.
We now return to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So that is most of the Mutanimals. You know, I'm not going to consider them, but I think we need to talk about Toka and Raza. Toka and Raza are a special case because they are in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze movie. I wouldn't consider them a part of the Mighty Mutanimals because the only reason they were in that movie, and I could be wrong, is because the studio couldn't get the rights to Bebop and Rocksteady. So they needed to create 2 new villains for the wow factor. So Toka and Raza was created. Toka being the turtle and Raza being the wolf. And I'm not going to lie, when that movie came out, I was just hooked. Like, I don't care, Bebop and Rocksteady wasn't in it, you know, and I'm a purist when it comes to the turtles, so I want everything to remain the same. But to be honest, I really was into Toka and Raza. Jim Henson Studios obviously created the puppetry for the film, but I was definitely into that. Toka and Raza also appeared in the 1987 cartoon series, but I think that was later on. So, but they were in there. So I did want to mention them. Some allies were of the Mighty Mutanimals was Candy Fine, Mondo Gecko's girlfriend. She was devoted to Mondo and loving him until the end. She remained at his side after he was mutated and accompanied him when he joined the Mighty Mutanimals. Aside from Slash, she is the only survivor of Noel's Mutanimal Massacre in the TMNT Adventures Terracide storyline. She listens to nothing except 1980s heavy metal music, which she loved most of all, and attended every one of her lover's practices and gigs. Ninjara is a Kenoji, an ancient race of humanoid foxes living on a hidden island in the coast of Japan. She ended up becoming a thief and assassin for the villainous dog man Shin Khan, but then had a change of heart when she met the Turtles and fell in love with Raphael. Oh, interesting. She helped out on many missions from the far and the Middle East to Dimension X. Her family life was explored more in detail when her younger brother managed to track her down and convince her to come back home. The Turtles discovered the island was hidden by a fog bank, but despite this, it had been discovered by an opportunistic greedy hunter. She was a powerful member of the team from issue 29 until issue 70. Obviously, you had Splinter, who I'm not going to go into. The Turtles themselves, I'm not going to go into. And then you had the Glubblubs, who were undersea allies of Man Ray. And you had Kid Terra, a former mercenary styling himself as an Old West gunfighter. Kid Terra was originally the chief henchman of the nihilistic Industrial Gnolls, overseeing several of the environment-destroying projects, which was explored in the TMNT Adventures number 15. During his second clash with the Turtles and Man Ray, he accidentally killed Man Ray's friend, Bubbla, the Glubblub. This deed and Noel's insidious plan to sell Earth to the destructive alien race called the Malaganoids, finally turned Kid against Noel, and his subsequent aid proved decisive in saving the Earth. This was explored in TMNT Adventure number 19 and the Mighty Mutanimals miniseries number 1, 2, and 3. He remained a staunch ally of the Turtles and the Mutanimals afterwards, assisting them in many missions against Noel's schemes. So yeah, there you have it. That is the Mighty Mutanimals. And I'm telling you, it's a very fascinating storyline. And there's plenty more mutant animals that were in the series that weren't explored. You had a lot in the 2012 series, like the one is Fish Face. These were like villains, though. So you had like Fish Face. You had Dog Pound, which became Raza. The exploration of Bebop and Rocksteady and how they became who they were. And I know I'm missing one. Tiger Claw, I think. But I don't think they ever explored how Tiger Claw became Tiger Claw. At least I don't remember that. So, yeah, the Mighty Mutanimals. That's a pretty good starting point if you want to get into Allies of the Turtles. And, you know, you can always follow the Archie comics or find them or buy them in digital or the IDW comics. And, you know, you can read up on them and find out, you know, more about them. You know, I just like to get the conversation started. So, let me know if you know anything about the Mighty Mutanimals. You can hit us up on Twitter, on Instagram, or you can write us at our Gmail account. But let me know what you think. I'm always looking for feedback. You know, me and the guys are always looking to put out good content for you all and letting you know our interests. You know, the guys have been doing a really good job of bringing up some good offshore topics. I am doing some retro rewinds on some episodes. So I'm going back on a couple episodes to find things that we may not discuss, and I'm going to be bringing those up again. So just keep us in mind when you're looking for something to get blowing in your ears. So listen to the podcast and like and subscribe. Give us some good feedback, and we appreciate you guys. And like I said, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey everyone, it's Aaron from After School Special Podcast. Like what you hear so far? But don't forget to subscribe and download the show on whatever platform you get your podcasts. And just a friendly reminder, we have new episodes out every Friday. Thanks for listening, everyone.
But then had a change of heart when she met the Turtles and fell in love with Raphael. Oh, interesting.